Again, McCavity's not there. McCavity's a ginger cat. He's very tall and thin. You'd know him if you saw him, for his eyes are sunken in. His brow is deeply lined in thought. His head is highly domed. His coat is dusty from neglect. His whiskers are uncombed. He sways his head from side to side with movements like a snake's. And when you think he's half asleep, he's always wide awake. McCavity, McCavity, there's no one like McCavity. He is a fiend in feline shape, a monster of depravity. You may meet him in a by street, you may see him in the square. But when a crime's discovered, then McCavity's not there. He's outwardly respectable. I know, he cheats at cards. And his footprints are not found in any files of Scotland Yards. And when the lord is looted, or the jewel case is rifled, or when the milk is missing,
or another pig's been stifled,
or the greenhouse glass is broken, and the trellis past repair, there's the wonder of the thing, McCavity's not there. McCavity, McCavity, there's no one like McCavity. There never was a cat on such deceitfulness and suavity. He always has an alibi and one or two to spare. Whatever time the deed took place, McCavity wasn't there. And they say that all the cats whose wicked deeds are widely known,
I might mention Mungo Jerry,
I might mention Griddlebone, are nothing more than agents for the cat who all the time just controls the operations, the Napoleon of crime.